Hello everyone. Very lovely to be with you. And to share this lovely time together. Turning our attention to what really matters above all, our true self, our true nature. That which we are, that which we know ourselves to be, which is beyond separation, beyond duality, which does not know any problems, that which we truly love, and that which we love in each other and we love in life. Because it is the truth that we love. The beauty, the kindness, freedom. So we can invite ourselves to this freedom. To this peace that has no cause. To this well-being, which is undisturbed . It is available to us as this ordinary presence, this ordinary awareness, which is universal, which is divine, which is beyond the mind. This wisdom, which enlightens the mind and liberates it from the sense of separation, liberates it from the impression that it is limited. because you are not limited. That which you are. Is boundless. Your reality, your essence, true self, is absolute freedom, absolute well-being. Not defined in any way, not defined by the mind, so we can welcome ourselves this moment. As this formless presence, this formless awareness, magical, creative. Profoundly peaceful. The freedom of this moment is infinite. Because in this moment, there is no time, no causality. The eternity of being. So you can allow every sensation, everything which appears to you in this moment, to be completely free. Unbound. Undefined. We refer to a thought, we refer to a sensation, we refer to a perception. But these are concepts, useful concepts in a way, but your experience is awareness, spaciousness of awareness. Everything that appears to you appears within and as and to this aware presence. appears to you from this presence into this presence. There is no time. It's effortless. Problems require time, memory, definition. But you can be right now without any need for definition. Allowing things to be, whatever appears. Without knowing, without pinning anything down. There is that which is conditioned, the mind, the body. You feed the body in a certain way, in a certain manner. And it responds to the input. There are rules that pertain to the world, to the body. But there is that which is beyond. Beyond rules and beyond conditions. Which is real. Real in that it's always available. Unchanging. Does not change in time or space. Or the essence seeking it is like sinking into it rather than looking for it. It's the understanding that bypasses the mind. ultimate safety and well-being is awakening from the sense of separation. The solution of the me story the me narrative, which is maintained via our belief in it. The belief that I'm a son, a daughter, brother, sister, body, mind, entity. What's happening to me? What's happening to my family, to my tribe? This identity, the me identity. Not what you are. It is taught to us. And we've accepted it and spend most of our life defending it and worrying about it, being troubled by it. What is it? In this moment, this moment is just love and presence and being and this borderless, not knowing, this embrace that is beyond any effort. This gentle listening. So when the narrative arises, when it invades our feeling state, we see it. It's important to see it. To recognize it for what it is. What is it? It's always the past in there, the past and the future. Regrets and hopes. The belief that all of that is significant. But what is truly significant is the understanding, the awakening from the illusion, the awakening to the illusion. to the false belief. Allowing the understanding to permeate every cell of your being. Perfume of understanding to pervade your being entirely, your behavior, your action, your thinking, your perceiving. Be completely taken by this love, this understanding, which is universal understanding, God's understanding. And we are carried by it, transformed transformation is a simple lifting of the veil. The identification veil. The I am somebody veil. The I am on a spiritual journey veil. Any identification. It's a burden onto humanity.